Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Some Charlie Crockett?
Yeah, it is.
What kind of cowboy? You too cheap.
This stuff's pretty good.
Yeah, but are you like me? Like, I love Charlie Crockett. I enjoy a lot of his music.
Like his Uncle Davey.
But I don't know that I've ever heard him talk, like just talk. And I wonder, like, what's his, is there a little bit of a, is it an accent? Or is it a little bit of a, I don't even know if you say hair lip anymore.
I don't think you can.
The people, God, you don't see people with hair lips anymore. Have they eradicated those?
They have surgery at birth.
Yeah, but you still could always see it, but they had a little bit of Elvis lip. Hey, thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brady from the Brady Bunch.
I don't know how you get them, but it seems to, like, corrected itself.
It's so, like, it's just one of those things where things just change. Like, dog doo-doo used to turn white.
That's got to be in the food, right? Well, obviously.
But... Yeah, we've talked about that before, but it's still, if you didn't look it up, you would just think something amiss is going on here.
They'll talk about that, man. Like the certain foods you give your dogs now, like, hey, it's fresh from the farm to the dog. And
but don't you get...
Make them do
I'll tell
better.
You a great example of that. I was at a store. It was not a bougie store, but it's an upper echelon. That sounds bougie, though. Let me think of how to word this. I was at a nicer big discount store.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is.
I'm trying to not... sway away potential advertisers here. But anyway, I noticed, I'm being nosy and I'm looking at the lady in front of me cleaning out her buggy. You Yankees
know
that.
Oh, now I know where
park.
You were.
And, why? Because I said it was a Yankee shopping there. But nevertheless, she has all this organic, clean, expensive dog food. But
oh,
then
she got money.
The food for her kids was like crap.
Sugar cereal?
Yeah. And I'm like, you are putting that dog way before your kids are. Now, I realize that tough thing of trying to convince the kids, hey, these apple crisps are really good.
Oh, they're
yeah. They're not covered in chocolate and sugar and cinnamon and all that crap, but they're real good for it. Look, they put Mickey Mouse on them now.
Mm-hmm. Give that little bastard a rice cake.
Like, candy might be worse than money. Like, candy. Like, find me a woman that doesn't like chocolate. Down deep, she's a lesbian. I guarantee it. Women
right?
That
love
chocolate. Wieners love chocolate.
You
it's,
might have
it's,
a theory there.
And it acts as an
I
aphrodisiac.
I have a chocolate fountain. Does that mean anything?
God. I'm telling you, man.
I had one this morning in the toilet.
It was for my wedding.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's a fondue fountain, right?
It's chocolate.
Well, I'd really, yeah, but that's usually chocolate is fondue, correct? Unless you, I mean, they have cheese.
Be, but fondue is like in a bowl that you dip into, but this came out like oozed out.
Oh, okay.
But you would put your, you'd get something, maybe a marshmallow or a strawberry, put it on a kebab and, and yank, you stick it in, and you're not filling up a bowl with
shish
the chocolate.
It.
You shish it.
Yep.
And then you shish the kebab.
You are.
That's why they call them that.
Shh.
The kebab is, you know, what's on it. No, gotta shish them.
You're telling them to be quiet because you want to get that chocolate all across that marshmallow.
You do. You want to coat it.
Let's go to the melting pot. I love to give you like a Rice Krispie treat the size of a silver dollar.
It's not called a silver.
Charge you $80 for it, but by God, it's good.
It is so good.
I can't do the sugar as much anymore, man. I had too much of it. I had too much of it over the break.
You don't want to put a brownie and some chocolate? What's wrong with you?
I went wild one day and had a bunch of sugar like for two straight hours at night.
That crap, didn't you?
I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
I did have some tiramisu, and I'm not regretting it. I'm not taking it back. It was wonderful.
Why is it that I feel like down deep, and I say this with a small amount of jest, but that my mother's trying to kill me? Because I am at the... Even my doctor, like, I want to break my own HIPAA and read my latest test results. Where my, I will tell you that he said my insulin level has been near perfect for 16 months.
Damn.
I still got to stay on medicine, though. But nevertheless, my mom makes, I forever loved her chocolate oatmeal cookies.
Mm.
They are just that chocolate,
they sound
peanut
good.
Butter, oatmeal. She'll put some pecans in there, roll it, little
sounds
balls.
Yummy.
They are so yummy. She makes the sausage balls, which I convinced myself to eat some of them.
That is a Southern mother thing.
Cheese biscuits with an almond on top.
Oh, my God.
Those things are like heaven.
Keep talking dirty to me.
you ever had Christmas crack?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's really good.
I've heard of it, but what is it?
Oh, God.
It's like Rice Krispie treats, all those things I just said, except for the sausage, all mixed up into a ball.
Oh, my God.
And you get, or you can cut it like, you know, people put it on a sheet and...
Oh,
like it's all pieced out, kind of funny.
Like a Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, yeah, people love it.
Mm. But so, on Christmas time, she makes, God bless her. I know it's just the routine. She makes it as though our family is still 50 people plus.
Oh, so she has way too much to sit home with you.
Dude, and she has this little nook table when you walk in. That sounds like a slur now, but it's just a little, you know, a little table. Usually she puts her purse on and mail and all that stuff. And she has it full of Tupperware things.
Put them at the nook table.
And I went over the course of Christmas Eve through, I didn't see her on New Year's Eve, but I was over there four or five times over the 5 day. I would, this is so bad. I'm being so authentic with y'all now. And if she heard this, it would tear her up, but there's a meaning behind it.
She's up, right?
She would force me. She is up. It's past nine. She would take some with you. This is all going to go to waste, Matthew. I'm going to have to throw it away.
Oh, I can't take it to the church.
And I'm like, Mama, if I, like on Christmas Day, not from the kids show, but the Christmas Day, the 25th, mm-hmm. I ate a lot of that. And dude, the 26th, I was miserable.
Oh, I don't like it.
Like, it was like a food hangover. I ain't talking diarrhea. Just, I felt just like I was, something was coming over me like a sickness. Mm-hmm. Like, I had no energy. I was just downtrodden.
Yeah.
Felt like crap. So the last two times I went over there, I took some cookies. And I fed them the cows yesterday.
I was about to say, she's like, take some of these to Otis.
I felt bad. And see, Otis, the bull.
Well, that's nice hair, by the way.
He's gotten so close to me now. Like, I had such a love-hate, not love, I loved him way more. He would not come near me. You know, he's a baby bull, a little mini Dexter. He's going to be the kind that has the bangs hanging down from his eyes, but we're not going to do that because that looks silly. We're going to get him a mohawk.
Yeah, have an emo cow.
And he wouldn't cut, but now I'll sit there and I'll run my fingers through his hair. This is it's a cow, by the way. Don't take it out of context.
That's all I'm trying to lick you.
That hurts. Cow tongue hurts. It feels like sandpaper, but wet. But he's just sitting there. I was like, this is what nature is about. This is the one with nature. And don't be dirty, but like just, I was giving him, it sounds dirty. I was giving this animal such pleasure. But he was just, and the eyes was like Undertaker rolling back in his head. And he's just sitting there, and I can see him quivering, and I'm like, guys, this is freaky. But he loved it so much.
You're an animal to him, so he probably felt the same way.
I know. Like, again, he's like, wow, you're a up-walking billy goat with that beard. But it was like, I could just, that was that oneness with nature of like, you know, this is what it's all about here.
Can you not?
But anyway, he did not partake of the chocolate oat milk.
Oh, he didn't like it.
A cow's did, chocolate. A woman.
Cow's going to have chocolate. Like, I know dogs can't have.
Well, parades. Dogs can have. Here we go with that. I've been told before. Let's AI this bullcrap. That's the way we can. Everybody, instead of arguing about it, we will find out what the all knower knows. Can you feed? Because I have. That was an old wives' tale I was told. But then it changed to, well, the dogs can have a little bit of chocolate, or it depends on the breed. Okay, here we go. AI says, yes, chocolate is toxic to dogs. It contains theobromine and caffeine, which are similar compounds and cause clinical signs of an increased heart rate, blood pressure, agitation, tremors, and seizures.
Tremors.
While rarely fatal, chocolate ingestion can result in a significant illness down the road. And if you don't care about your dog, then you're awful.
My question.
If you don't care about your pet, you're awful.
I don't know if they have an answer to it on the AI. Can you not be diabetic? Like, is that something you can beat? Like, well, Magic Johnson beat HIV.
Now, you're I think referencing something that I told you, but that's fine.
With lifestyle and healthy diet, you can improve it.
Well, like when you said your insulin levels are low.
Near perfect for 16 months.
Yeah. So yeah. I assume that means you aren't diabetic.
I am. I will tell you that. I won't tell you the number, but I am. When I had my hip surgery and put on 35 or maybe 40, I want to say it's 30s. Anyway, 30 plus pounds, I put a goal for to be by the end of 2025, this year we're in now.
Oh, wow.
And I'm already 10 away from that. And then I will. But then here's the problem with that, though. Once I reach that plateau that I'm looking at, how do I keep that going without, because I'm 6'2", like I got to keep a certain amount of weight on me.
Yeah.
And I'm working out also with a great regimen. Thank you, Pat. Patrick, that I am like, look at this tone right here.
Is it going to make you a 7-foot stud like him?
That's good.
Dude.
But what, like, how?
Smashing your workout.
But the point is, like, once I get to that, what a conversation. You went to talking about pleasuring animals to now talking about how tone you are. Well, it's a personal celebration. But when you get to that plateau, how do you keep it going without going lower or putting some back on? Like, how do I maintain? Is
I guess
the word.
That's what they talk about with that lifestyle change. Like, it's just habits. But if you got only 10 to lose, you can goof around for six months and lose it at the end.
No, that's the thing. Is I was trying to get the point across, and I did a horrible job of it. But trying to appease my mother and her hard work of making these goods, I was then taking them by guilt to not eat. Because when I did, and I ate four meals on Christmas Day, because you got so many little drop arounds you got to do because people's families grow and all this stuff. And you have to eat because these are Southern women we're talking about here. If you don't eat, they're going to be pissed. Yeah.
You didn't eat my potato salad.
But I was miserable the next day. So I'm saying, yeah, I see what you're saying, where you splurge a little bit here and there and we'll weigh it all out. But it's the payoff of afterwards. Like, you don't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Feel awful.
Because I don't normally have sugar, but when I do, whew.
She gets crazy.
Let me bring in a blood thing and test your to see if you're diabetic. It would do you some good to find out if you were or not. And I'll tell you, like, when I found out that I was like, I thought the absolute worst. Like, I'm going to go blind or I'm going to lose a leg.
I already thought that from, you know, growing up.
No, I'd say you grow hair on the palm of your hand. You're going to go blind. But it would do you some good to find out. I think so. But even if you just want to go take it and prick yourself. And run the whole thing. I'll do it for you. I don't have to. You don't even have to reveal it to us. I just think it would be a good thing for you to know.
I mean, I kind of feel like I'm there already, like I'm getting there.
This has been Health Matters with Matt Mann.
Like, I've got...
20 years ago, if you ever told me I would be doing a segment about that, I'd be like, you're nuts. Give me my other bacon, egg, and cheese.
I'm not the authority.
All right. Paige, you have a non-disaster, somewhat happy maybe news headlines?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about the gamers' need for speed and also that stout shortage in this country.
Yeah, the
Guinness
beer.
Guinness stout shortage. So we'll get into that story next.
Stolen beer.
It's worse than valor.
Don't buy beer on the black market.
Don't.
All right.
All markets are equal.
All markets. All markets matter.
P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige. We begin with the story about 400 kegs stolen in the UK on this huge Guinness heist. So is now a nationwide Guinness shortage. If you love Guinness beer, this is what's happening. Wow. And it's enough to fill over 35,000 pints. It was stolen from a logistics hub in Northamptonshire, England.
Mm.
So they've been experiencing this Guinness shortage because this happened. It's pretty awful.
It is pretty awful.
They've got,
I mean, it, you know, for that.
But don't they have lighter ones now or like a pail? Or
someone also stole 50,000 pounds of cheese in London. So what is going on here?
What is going on with, first Fat Boy said, watch out for Germany, and now England is taking over.
Germany's changed.
Cheese and beer shortages.
What do you mean by that? Just, let's say, looking at the population and it looks nothing like what you're accustomed to?
They have an immigration issue.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. More so the more militant from the Middle East making their way to Germany.
What's their border like? I really don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. It seems like we only have one. We don't really worry about it yet. Well, we 7 days away, but
they were dealing with the kind of the woke issue, so to speak, that England was for a little bit. So you got the Netherlands to the left and Belgium, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Austria to the south, and you got Poland to the
Switzerland not having any problems, are they? Mm.
Denmark above it.
Why would they not want to go there?
Yeah, I don't know why they just want to go to Germany. And now, when you get to Belarus here, and you
if
get
you
to
had
closer
your
to
choice
Russia,
of where would you go? I don't know.
Out of what if
I probably pick
if America closed and they're like, hey, you got to pick a new country.
Yeah, then, that's your deal.
I did a DNA test. It says I'm mostly Irish and Scottish, so I'd pick one of those.
You go to Ireland?
Probably. There's no snakes. Remember?
Okay. Hey,
Yeah, there's no copperheads there.
Roddy Piper took him away.
So there's nobody in Ireland arguing over snakes on Facebook.
You wouldn't go to England?
Probably. That'd be the second one.
Yeah.
Somewhere somewhat closer to English, and the food's maybe similar a little bit.
Similar.
I'd go to France for a while.
No, so I couldn't 180 it like that and do the complete,
Two profile snakes.
That is an intriguing question that I don't have a off-the-cuff answer to, because every time I come up with an answer, I'm like, no, I don't want to go there.
You wouldn't go to Australia or New Zealand?
It's too damn far away.
I'll wait till Canada becomes a state, then I'll go there.
We're going to buy it. We're going to buy it to 51st.
They're going to use the same money. The money's going to be good up there as it is here.
That's what we'll go to war with Russia over. They'll be like, no, not so fast now. We're closer.
They go through it. Oh, yeah, Russia's, Alaska's a backdoor to spy on us anyway. There's still a lot of places in Alaska that still speak Russian. Have Russian signage.
Really?
Even on the American side, which is kind of odd.
Well, look at all the... See, this is what I was saying back before we were on break about how you can... So I live in Greenville, South Carolina, but my internet provider thinks, or whatever the wording is, I don't know, thinks I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. So all the local ads that people in... usually mom and pop places that buy this, let's say YouTube ads, are buying for viewers in Charlotte.
Yeah.
But because of the way it's interpreted with the IP, whatever the language is, they're wasting their money. Yet the same company that I get internet from that knows, I think, knows that I'm an English-speaking person, puts ads on my TV in Spanish. So I'm saying radio's the way to go for advertising.
Really is.
Because they don't know what they're marketing to. Like, they don't know. Like, the people that I'm a customer of theirs, and they're trying to sell me their product in a different language.
I get a ton of Charlotte commercials all the time. Felix Sabatis telling me to buy a Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
At South
Park
Mall.
Before that, when I had a different provider, it thought I was in Alabama somewhere because I got car lot ads from someplace in Alabama.
Woo! You want a car? By God, we got them. We got cars with all four
Roll
wheels.
Time.
We got cars with them cool half steering wheels.
We got you a Bama truck.
That looks like your gay buddy that goes to the gym with you, wears some fingerless gloves. Woo! We got the equivalent of steering wheels in the car.
What is going on in this room?
Come on down to Gene Stallings' used car.
Come on down. If I don't give you a good deal, you can chop my tie right now.
We got
now.
A truck that's rusted out underneath for you to drive.
These deals are so good, they stole my sleeves off my shirt. I used to coach the greatest college football coach that ever walked the sidelines.
Shout out to hero Joe Marzuka, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how big that story got.
It got pretty big.
But he took down a thief. Himself till the cops got there.
You're going to think twice if you try to knock off the Marzukas.
No, man. Uh-uh. I mean, even with that last name, it says back off.
I was going to go demand a free sandwich coupon, but not after I saw that picture.
I was going to test drive a truck and leave with it. Not now.
Me too.
Not now.
I'm afraid now.
I ain't trying to get on the ground.
Good on you, Marzuka. Most people would be like, oh, our insurance won't let us do this. He's like, bull crap.
We went after
taking your ass
That's
down.
That's my car, buddy.
Damn right.
You're not leaving with my car.
I just said down, by the way. It sounded like I said GD.
All right.
I didn't.
Gotcha.
You get warm for the year.
Yep. I ain't using it this early. All right. You good, Paige?
I'm good.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Oh, for the first time in 2025. Happy birthday.
Or
for a second.
Right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show. This morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studios. The man who saved Christmas for Greenville, South Carolina. It's
really
time
is.
To say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, January 2nd. Happy birthday.
Suck it. What's up, Bart? Give me a shout out.
Bart's the man.
I love Bart. Get Bart on Instagram. I got an account he can follow her too.
God. Yeah, that's
great. Let's start with an athlete. Currently the San Diego Padres. Tell me what to do. Very popular. Mm-hmm. Fernando Tatis Jr.
That was real. Think about the fact his dad was a rookie in 97, and now his son's already been in the league like 4 or 5 years.
I don't know if Andrew's son's in the league yet.
No.
Andrew.
Drew.
Look at the kid. You just got Carmelo's son just committed to go to Syracuse.
Dude, George Lombard Jr. I mean, George Lombard played Greenville Braves. It's crazy.
Prince Fielder back in the day.
It's a sign of getting old. Tatis Jr., I will say, is 28 years old.
27.
25.
Oh,
Fernando.
Who?
This guy, I don't mind him. I think he's pretty funny. A lot of people don't like him. He did a pretty good Chips remake that was funny. Married to Kristen Bell. Dax Shepard's birthday today. They used to kind of have it.
What's the like? I always looked at him as more of just that. He married her to get famous, and then now you get one and the other. Like, it's almost like Melissa McCarthy.
McCartney. Paul McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy. So, yeah. Melissa McCarthy, it seems like now she has it in her contract that her husband
has to
be in
the
movies too. Even the commercials.
Did you watch her SNL that she made in the cameo on?
I don't remember.
The Martin Short episode?
No.
She spit the milkshake on the car, wiped it with her boobs. That was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
But who's?
Dax Shepard.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you why, because Chips was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy, you know, okay. I could like him. He's funny. And then when he asked the chick from Wicked, how she wipes her ass with her long fingernails. She got that. I'm like,
you like him more now.
Okay.
We know, just like based on that, I will guess his birthday
age. Okay.
I'm going to say he is 48.
45.
49 years old. I remember he started on Punk'd one of the first couple seasons.
He was on there with the former Ashton Kutcher.
Cooch?
Is he going to move to Russia for real?
Did he? He's one of those, huh?
No, I mean, well, that's where she's from. And he's like been like, he didn't live in Hollywood. And now he lives in Iowa or somewhere. I think.
Yeah, well, he's from Iowa.
And he was saying like, it's a thing I read on X of all places, the gossip rag of the world. But it was just saying like, even in his own town, he feels pressure now because all that stuff with Danny Masterson and Diddy and all that.
I mean, we know more about him for he's got a business sense.
Yeah.
He's a real smart guy. So he don't need Hollywood. He can live wherever.
Shark Tank. Again, probably.
I think he was one of the early investors in Uber. But, you know, look, somebody of his status, you're gonna hear about this stuff first.
Yeah.
Tay Diggs? Tay Diggs' birthday.
Oh.
Which I guess you could say one of his greatest works was Malibu's Most Wanted. That's one of the hired hands.
What was the, did he do a movie, Tupac?
I don't think so. House on Haunted Hill, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, bunch of stuff.
51? I have no clue.
53.
Oh, Paige is dead on it. 53 years old.
Uh-oh.
This gentleman here.
I was thinking of Stephon Diggs.
This gentleman played a local legend in a major picture.
Hey, Diggs is married to Idina Menzel.
Oh, she's
married. Oh, really?
Yeah. Who is that, though? I know the name.
She's the Frozen singer.
Okay. Well, somebody thaw her out and let her perform again.
Let it go.
Yeah, that's it.
God.
Yellow snow.
I bet she hates hearing that song.
Oh, no.
She's tired of it already.
Yeah, gotta be.
I love Frozen.
So when you think people are like so tired of the crap, like I would think Will Ferrell hates Elf this time of year. Or
do you want to make a snowman?
But then he dressed as Elf and went to, I think it was a Kings hockey game.
Like,
dressed as Elf. Like
smoking a cigarette and doing that whole thing.
Oh, I mean, it's cute, but it's like, what are you doing?
He had his boy with him. I mean, come on, man. You're going to embarrass your boy. So this, he played radio in the movie, Radio, which was a good movie.
He
was also, the next guy's birthday.
Oh.
He also was in a movie called The Chill Factor, which was filmed in Liberty, South Carolina.
Oh.
Is he a junior?
He is a junior.
Cuba.
It is Cuba Gooding Jr.'s birthday. Which I think he has some allegations that he was found not guilty, if I remember right.
I was thinking there was some allegations during the Me Too.
I've heard when he was here locally doing those couple movies, he was a real nice dude.
Yeah.
Like he'd go hang out in the bars, real approachable.
Huh.
Not in characters radio.
It'd be weird if you're like his server at a restaurant and you come up with the bill and you're like, show me the money.
I just tried Tim Will.
56. I'm going to go 56. I'm going to go younger. 54.
53. 56 years old. We got some music for this one, you can guess.
Yeah, almost there.
We were just talking about this earlier when we were talking about Shannon Doherty.
She passed away. Luke Perry's passed away. The cast is... We got a cast birthday, though.
Not did I say away. His name earlier?
I don't think you did.
Okay, so there's three. Well, is it Jenny Garth, Gabrielle Carteris, or... his name... It's Brandon.
Jason Priestley?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't want to guess David Silver, Brian Austin Green?
No.
It is one of those you mentioned.
Oh, okay. Who?
It's Gabrielle Carteris' birthday.
Oh, okay.
Not Jenny Garth, who looks great.
Wasn't she like 31 playing a 16-year-old?
She
like,
was.
Wasn't that the funny thing?
Yeah, Gabrielle was the oldest in the cast, I believe, when they...
I can't look it up now because it'll show me her age. 58. I bet I'm right.
60.
64 years
old.
What
the hell?
Yeah. I looked this up because I just started rewatching. I'm only on like the second episode.
You like it? Loving it?
It's not.
I can't watch that show. You know why?
Why?
The first seizure I ever had was when that was on. And I associated with that. Such a weird thing.
Peach Pit?
I get traumatized even like hearing the song doesn't. I don't get traumatized. You just. It just makes me think of that.
I don't want you to start flipping out on me. I don't have any phenobarbital to give you if you start having seizures. Probably
dude,
should have been that
I was I was right. She was 34 years old at the end of 90210. So when she they didn't do a college years, did they?
They kind of mixed it into the show. Like, they went off to college within that show.
Let's at least say in college she was 34. You're worse than you were, fat boy.
I mean, look.
How old were you your last year of college? 38?
Might have been. I went 19 years.
Good for you.
Might have been that much.
Yeah. But you know what? Now that you got that degree, I'm going to allow you to repair my VCR now.
Yes. He's educated.
He wanted to make more money. Sure, we all do.
That's it. I only got one happy heavenly man.
Did they bump your salary because your degree?
Bump. Did it get bumped?
There's only some bumps we do around here. But I don't mean cocaine either. I meant wrestling. Fat boy, whose heavenly birthday is it?
Tommy Morrison would have been 56 today.
Met him too.
He passed away of cardiac arrest due to septic shock. Some people don't think he had HIV. I don't know if that's ever confirmed.
I mean, I'm fairly certain it was.
Now, some people say HIV. Some people say he had full-blown AIDS.
Well, so what is... but there's a new... I heard it in the commercial the other day. Maybe this is a dumb question. HPV. What is that? Because I heard a new medicine commercial that has kind of jazzy. I'm like, hey, what is this?
Is that what girls get for... What HPV? Is that? What is the thing?
I don't know. They're assuming you know, and then that's when you go into your doctor and say, hey, I heard about this new medicine. And he's like, oh, Jesus. You only mention it because I had a cool song in the background, right?
Yeah, HPV with the vaccine, that's for like...
HPV?
Cervical.
Vaginal. Yeah, I thought that had to do with like girls and sex. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is cool.
Well, I was looking to see...
Do they make penis mash?
That's not genital warts, that's the other thing.
Oh, no.
You don't want to get that.
Oh, must have got...
I don't know.
Penis mash. Just like to hold it in.
Was it that the thing they would say? You what is it that do you want a frog to pee on you or no?
No, because you get warts.
That's what. Okay, so it causes warts, but that's not true, correct?
Nah, maybe I got it backwards. You drink the frog pee and you hallucinate.
No, that was the Family Guy episode.
Don't kiss a frog. You might get warts
after midnight.
Because you want to turn in, you want Prince Charming. To turn into Prince Charming.
Yeah. Don't fart in a turtle shell.
Exactly.
That's the other one.
Save gas. Fart in a jar. Be a sweetie. About to see.
I remember that.
Folks, I'll tell you something. I enjoyed being back today. Huh. I did.
Even though you clowned us for coming back early.
Well,
evidently,
no
not
one was
you, but
expecting
the,
it.
Nobody's in the building.
Which is somebody, cool.
They were like texting, why are you working?
It's like when your favorite artist drops a new album and you don't know it till the morning of. You're like, oh my God.
Oh, when this happened.
Yes, we are back live, and we'll be back live again tomorrow, but we'll be joined by the greatest tag team in the world. FTR will be in the studio tomorrow. Dax, Cash, they'll both be here. Will they be alone? I don't know.
Come talk some junk to us tomorrow. See how that works out for you.
You still want to wear the leotards tomorrow morning?
I do. I mean, I could be Dax and you could be Cash if you want.
Leotards.
I can't pull off either Come on, one please. Of them.
Can we both be Dax? I don't think Cash would mind. Because we're not blonde or handsome like him.
Wear wigs.
Oh. We figured out.
I thought you
had some. We'll do something fun.
Yeah, even if we're just wearing the
you
boots.
You could dress as an axe, and I'll dress as a...
Larry Hennig? Kurt? Not Kurt. Kurt's granddaddy.
He's
it was his dad. Larry the Axe was his dad.
Yeah, well, no, that was like, you know, that was Perfect's dad. Kurt's dad.
Kurt, it was Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, Curtis is granddaddy.
Yeah. What was his wrestling name, though? Curtis Axel.
That's it.
All right. Morning, everybody. God bless. Wash your hands.
Leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.